If you were listening to the radio that Sunday morning, you might have heard the Glenn Miller Band playing Chattanooga Choo Choo, the number one song that date.
Dodgers are ready to kick off now. They've just scored.
Later on that day, maybe you were listening to a pro football game.
And now he's hit and hit hard about the 27-yard line. Bruiser Kennard made the tackle.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
The airwaves crackled with flashes and bulletins.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
It was a Sunday America will never forget.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
21 ships of the U.S. Pacific Fleet were sunk or damaged because many U.S. planes never got off the ground. Aircraft losses were 188 destroyed and 159 damaged. American dead numbered 2,403. Including 68 civilians. The USS Arizona was mortally wounded by an armor-piercing bomb, which ignited the ship's forward ammunition magazine. The resulting explosion and fire killed 1,177 crewmen.
It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned many days or even weeks ago.
While the Japanese success at Pearl Harbor was overwhelming, it was not complete. They failed to damage any American aircraft carriers, which by a stroke of luck had been absent from the harbor. The shock and anger caused by the attack, which plunged America into World War II, united a divided nation.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
President Roosevelt died before victory was achieved. Japan was forced to surrender after atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. VJ Day was August 15th, 1945.
7 p.m. Eastern Wartime, Bob Trout reporting. The Japanese have accepted our terms fully. That's the word we've just received from the White House in Washington. President Truman announced it.
I have received this afternoon a message from the Japanese government in reply to the message forwarded to that government by the Secretary of State on August 11th. I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. In the reply, there is no qualification.
And now a flash, MacArthur appointed Jap boss over the Emperor of Japan.
On September 2, 1945, General Douglas MacArthur formally accepted Japan's unconditional surrender in a brief ceremony aboard the battleship Missouri.
Let us pray that peace be now restored to the world and that God will preserve it always. These proceedings are closed.
America had gone to war singing Chattanooga Choo Choo. Peace arrived with America singing a new number one hit about another railroad, a hit by Johnny Mercer.
On the Atchison, Topeka, and the San.